check, check, check. Oh, right. 100% authentic, 100% original. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. This show is this show that we kick out, guys. Nobody are kicking out the shows that we are doing. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Hope you guys are doing well. I'm the Dean, class in session. Guys, we ask all you guys that listen to the show, please, guys out there, go ahead and take a moment to get your puzzle pieces to begin the process of game unlike any way you've ever learned before. Because what we do, there's only a few of us that do this. We want to make sure that we allow you guys to push yourselves beyond what it is you think you can do for yourself. And this is what we're going to be kind of talking about today on the show, because a lot of you guys have not necessarily pushed yourself beyond your capabilities. And thus, let me make sure the phone lines, I got the phone lines up. Okay, phone lines are up. To your capabilities. And because you haven't pushed yourself to your capabilities, and oh wait, Red gave me, hold on, I see it, Red, hold on, Rick, because I know Red's going to get in my ass on that shit, one second, hold on, let me see here, hold on, Red, I know, wait a second, I know Red's saying, Steve, you didn't do it, hold on, Red, hold on. Hold on, Red. Let me see if I can do it. Hold on. Let's see. That's the chat. That's comments. So the style, scene, layers. I got to find out where I put that shit at, Red. Hold on. Now you're going to get on me with that shit. So it says Eve to Dean Williams because it is blocking out the S, Steve. So it is Steve, but it is blocking out the S. So. Red. So yeah, it just says Eve to Dean Williams. So I know she's going to say, see that you didn't make the change. Anyway, guys. So if you want to call in, the lines are open. We have a good show for you guys today. And we're going to be talking about how women can really lose control. But in order to understand women losing control, we must understand why they don't lose control. And the craziest thing that people don't see as to why women don't lose control is because of what you guys have technically created for yourselves to prevent yourselves from allowing women to lose control. Everything that happens, gentlemen, everything that you do and every move that you make, see, people are not going to explain to you actual game because a lot of these guys don't have game. A lot of these guys can't explain to you why you need to, quote unquote, work on yourself, quote unquote, build yourself and do things for yourself to be able to be a student of the game. As I said before, and this is, and you guys got a question, please ask. Lines are open. 854, I'll bring you in 1 second. Well, I'm going to bring 854 in right now, but we will continue this because this is very important. Let me bring in 854 because you don't take numbers. 854, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yes, sir. Good evening. I'm calling from
Hello.
Alaska.
Hello.
Age 22. Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, sir. Fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Okay. What's your question, brother? How can I help you?
So I just wanted to say I appreciate the content, and I just subbed to you yesterday from Mr. Lucario's.
Thank you.
Content. And yeah. So, man, thank you for the video because I can relate to it because I just got rejected by a little lady I was trying to hit on.
No, that's a lie. Wait, stop. That's the lie. That's not true. That's
yes,
not.
Sir.
I mean, let's break that down for a second, okay? Because I want to teach you something. Mm. You didn't get rejected. You didn't get rejected. Okay, let me explain to how your thinking is. Right now, you're in the I do. So let me guess. Because she said she wasn't interested, you took that as a rejection, right?
Well, no, sir. That's not quite the point. It was something more. She never texted
you
back.
Okay, so she didn't text you back. So then you took that, her not texting you back, as a rejection, right?
Yes, sir.
Then why are you lying to yourself? That's not a rejection. How is her not texting you back a rejection?
I just see it as she's not
interested.
Not
right. So, right. Stop. Wait. Stop right there. Right there. Stop right there. This is what you're saying. I see it as you're seeing it as a should be but not is, or a could be and not is. You see what I'm saying? You say I see it as. So you see it based off of your perception and your reality as it, you have an expectation of her. If she doesn't message you back or send you a message, that's a rejection. Do you see where I'm going with this? You understand where I'm going at so far?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so peep game. Her doing whatever she does or doesn't do is really none of our fucking business. That's not a rejection. That's not a rejection. You know what a rejection would be is that if you saw that woman and you wanted to talk to her and you sat on your fucking lazy ass and didn't do anything, then my friend, you were rejecting yourself at that point. But guess what, young man? You didn't reject yourself. You did exactly what you wanted to do. And wait, let me say before I unpause real quick. Guys, this ain't no fucking motivation. So don't take this shit as motivation. I'm just keeping it a buck. You didn't reject yourself. You went after what you wanted. That's all you can motherfucking do, young man. But see, your language and your thinking is why you are savvy. I'm going to let you finish your saying, but I want you and everybody watching me to see where the majority of you guys go wrong, because you take it because your ego and self-importance wants her to get back to you so bad because you are really interested in her. And because you are really interested in her, anything less than her giving you any kind of play is in your mind a rejection. You see what I'm saying?
Sure. Yes, sir.
But it's not a rejection, brother. I want you to look at the bigger pictures. Take a step and look at the forest because you're in the forest right now. Take one step back. And let's think about this for a second. Now, let's say I'm going to give you a list of things, okay? All right? Let's say she has a list of things that she has prioritized. And she doesn't know you yet. Okay, let's say mom and dad, her cat vittles, her job, her girlfriends, her working out, her soap operas, her TV shows, and her fucking book. So technically, she's got to get through all that shit until she has time or not time for you, right?
Right.
But see, in your world, you want her, just because she met you, you want her to push everything back and everything she's known for all of her life just to put you up at the top to message you first. That's how your mind works. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And if she doesn't do that, then it's a rejection. But it's not a rejection. I just want to go over and let you know, it's not rejection.
No problem.
So I know you wanted to say this, but I want you and everybody, because y'all guys have got to stop using words wrong. She didn't reject you. She didn't reject you. Okay, but I'm gonna let you continue, sir. Please continue.
Okay. Yes, sir. No problem. So I got her number months ago, and I wasn't really texting her like that. And I seen her in public.
All right, stop right there. Wait. Stop right there. All right, stop right there.
Yes, I'm listening.
All right, strike one. You got her number. I'm not gonna go into that bullshit. Okay. So here's the thing, and this is the thing that y'all got fuck up. If you got her number, why wasn't you talking? Okay, you got her number months ago. Do you understand? Let's say, we're in September. So let's say you got her number in June or July, okay? Let's say you got her number in June. You got her number in June, and you ain't say nothing to her probably until just right about now. Am I correct?
The past couple of days, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. So do you understand? Let's say you met her on June 7th. Do you understand June 8th? If you're not reaching out, if you're not leading her and you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, she has forgotten you. You were forgotten about the day after you got her information, because a man is not going to sit around and wait on shit, because maybe you were listening to some YouTuber or something like that telling you to wait and all that silly shit. But because you waited, she forgot about you months ago. So here goes the question. So is it really rejection if she doesn't even know who you are? Or, I mean, like, who are you? Do you actually think that, okay, you met her June 7th. Today is September 5th. And she's supposed to magically say, oh, my God, I remember you. Because think about this. From June 7th to September 5th, do you know the hundreds and thousands of other guys talking to her?
That's factual. I agree. Yes, sir.
Right. So you are the cause of this. So I want to let you continue, but I'm asking you, what in the fuck? Was it a zombie apocalypse? Was it a alien invasion? What the fuck happened where you couldn't talk to this woman?
Well, I just felt like she wasn't texting me back fast enough, so I dropped her. But
Okay, you said you met her. You didn't say nothing to her for months. Am I correct? So why should she text you when you haven't said anything to her for months?
Damn, that's true.
I just want you to think, young man. Why should she be like, oh, my God. 854 texted me and let me push back my dad, my mom, my cat videos, my TV shows, my girlfriends, my job, my wine, and all these things over a guy that hasn't said shit to me in 2 months.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't understand why you didn't say anything to her, sir.
I should have, but
I don't want to hear. I should have. I'm asking. Wait. We gotta unpack this, because you have got to see where you're fucking up in your life. Why did you wait?
Honestly, I don't really know.
No, you're a grown man. Wait. How old are you?
22, sir.
You are 22 years old. You are a grown goddamn man. And here is the problem with the majority of you surface dwellers. If you don't know what the fuck you're doing and why you're doing it, why would someone want to follow you, not only in the bedroom, but outside of the bedroom, if you cannot answer your own actions? You did not get in touch with her. I'm asking you why, and you're telling me as a grown man, not a six-year-old kid or four-year-old who might not know. You're a 22-year-old grown man. Why the fuck did you not reach out to that woman?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I need a good answer. This is what's wrong with you guys. You guys just don't really learn and know yourselves. Why? Well, listen. Why don't we just cut to the chase? You were either scared. You were scared of women, or you didn't know what to fucking say, or it's a combination of the two. So which one is it? Were you scared? Were you scared?
No.
Were you scared? No. Wait. If you wasn't scared to talk to her, why did you wait 2 months if you weren't scared to talk to her?
No, sir. So I took notes of what you said from previous videos when you said social anxiety is a fucking choice and you're not born with social anxiety. Or victimhood or fear, which is true. And sometimes it depends on the woman that I go and approach. Sometimes I experience social anxiety, but
Let me show you something new that you understand. You either have it or you don't. And if you have it, sometimes you ain't got it at all. So your social anxiety came from the fact that you were fucking scared. Not only scared of the woman, but scared of what to say. So come on, dog. Listen. I'm not here to judge you. Yes. I'm here to help you. But you're like fighting me on this shit. Come on. Just let that shit go and admit where you're at,
so,
man.
Yes, sir. I can admit to that. That was the majority of the reason why.
Okay, but what were you scared of? What was nervous about this? Let me guess. Wait, hold on. I know why. I bet I can tell you. Watch this. Now, I'm not magical, but how? Tell me about the lease. Tell me about the lease that you gave her. So you gave her a 2-month lease in your head to live in your mind absolutely free. Why did you give her a 2-month lease?
Honestly, I don't know, sir.
I think you do know, because you, like the majority of guys out there, are too busy looking outside of yourselves versus looking internally inside of yourself. You're looking at her beauty. You're looking at her body. And because you're looking at her beauty and her body, you're not looking at what you need to do. Thus, you get caught up in her beauty and her body, and this is where you get nervous, and this is where you get the goosebumps and all that other stuff. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
And then after 2 months, you build up this courage. You build up this courage, and then all of a sudden, she doesn't reply back to you, which is she should have every right not to. But now you have a bruised ego because you expected her to message you like you were important in her life, and you're not important in her life. And call her. I'm not important in a woman's life either when I first meet her. So you and I are the same. So
yes.
don't think it's just you. You and I are
yes,
not
sir.
Important. Because as I told you, you and I, we started to battle back of the line. So we're not important until we make ourselves important. But you never did that. So what is your question?
So, yes, sir. My question was, how can I – well, you basically answered it. So.
Well, how can you do what? What was your question? Well, what's your question? Because some of these guys might want to hear it. What was your question?
The question was, how can I get over my anxiety with approaching some women? It's not, like, the case all the time, but you basically
No, I did not answer that. I did not answer that. I'll answer it right now. I didn't answer it. Let me ask you a question. How do you make them? Do you eat cereal in it? What's your favorite cereal?
Honey Bunches of Oats or
Honey Bunches
Bran.
Of Oats. Man, I was Raisin Bran. I used to put a little bit of sugar in my Raisin Bran. Now I was more of a Fruity Pebble motherfucker. You know, Honey Smacks, Dig'em Smacks. I used to eat this thing called Smurf Berry Crunch. Don't judge me. It was back in the day when I loved the Smurfs and shit. But what I'm saying to you is this. Tell me how you make cereal every morning. When you go for your Raisin Bran, how do you make your Raisin Bran cereal, brother? Walk me through it.
Yes, sir. No problem. Get the milk out the fridge. Get a stainless steel bowl. Get the cereal out the pantry. Pour the cereal in the bowl. Open the milk. Pour the cereal. or excuse me, put the milk in the bowl after the cereal's already been in, put the milk back in the refrigerator, go in my room and eat my raisins.
Well, God damn! You just answered your own question right there. And you don't even see it, do you?
I was just trying to...
Think about what I just said. I'm showing you. I'm about to show you some game.
Okay.
When you went for your bowl of cereal, you didn't reject yourself. You set out to go after what you wanted, rehearsed it so much that I bet, caller, that if I fucking blindfolded your motherfucking ass and twirled you around five fucking times and straightened you out into your kitchen, in that direction of your kitchen, and told you to make a bowl of cereal, do you know that you can walk in your kitchen blindfolded? Because in your mind, you already have a blueprint of your kitchen, and you know how many steps it may take to get to the drawer. It may take you an extra one because you're kind of like feeling around, but I bet you can get to the bowl. You can get to the silverware, you can get to the cabinet, and you get to your refrigerator. Did you know that?
Yes, sir.
But why did now it's not now it's all about the why. Here we come. But why is that?
Because I'm so used to doing it.
Oh, ding, 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 ding. Okay. So when one says, well, Steve, how do I? Okay. Well, you've already answered your question.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate your message a lot.
No, it's not. No, this is not my message. Okay, I appreciate you, but this ain't about me. Remember, the one thing about this show, we're not a cult. We're not them fucking YouTubers that want you to worship my fucking ass. Fuck me. I just want you to get the message. Fuck the messenger. I want you to think about what we said. Just go back and listen to what we said. Think about what we said. And you have your answer. You just got to do it. That's it. You got, and guess what? Sometimes if you're blindfolded and you're moving around the kitchen, you're going to bump into a chair. You're going to bump somewhere and run into something, and that still ain't going to stop you from doing it because you're going to go after what you want. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, we'll throw you back in. Well, thank you for the call, okay, my brother?
All right, yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, respect. Good job, sir. Good job. All right, guys, the Dean is the Man Mindset, and this is what we're talking about here. This is what separates us from everybody out there. I keep trying to tell y'all, nobody does what we do because everybody out there is trying to do what we're going to talk about you shouldn't do. And what everybody's trying to do is they are setting you up for a downfall. So what I want you guys to do, get a piece of paper out, please. Everybody get a piece of paper out. Let me see if I can get a marker and just give you an idea. I took the chalkboard down for a second. Let me give you all an idea of what I want you to do. I'm just going to show y'all real quick. This is going to go off today. All right. This is all I want you to do. All right. You know what? It's a simple exercise as we always do, but it's so impactful what we do because nobody else is doing what we do. So I want you guys just simply do this, guys. Y'all see that right there? That's just on a piece of paper. That's all. This is all we want to do. This is where we're going to work from today. This is all right. My meat pill community. Get y'all paper out. This is all we're going to work from. We're going to work from the I am and the I do. We're going to work from the I am and I do, and I'm going to show you exactly why you are right now, the majority of you guys right now are in the middle of the ocean, and your boat is sinking, and you are poking holes in your boat, and you're going outside of your boat, grabbing water and dumping it in your boat, and you're wondering why you're sinking right now. Okay? If you want to ask me a Game of Thrones question, you can. That's fine. That's fine. Check your email, Steve. Send one in. I'll check in a second. So listen. So understand what we're talking about. See, you guys want women, and I'm glad you want women. I'm glad you guys like women. But you guys don't understand how you are self-sabotaging yourself by trying to speed up something that is going to take time. Everything that you are doing right now, gentlemen, is from the I do, okay? because your I do is saying, I've got to get her to like me. I have to get her to be attracted to me. I have to get her to see me for something more than what I am. And that is, you guys are living outside yourself in the I do. But even in the I do, like that young man, you guys have been lied to by all these guys that have been fucking you over. It is amazing how you guys out here want to get women. And I know you hear, okay, well, you know, women love guys that are mysterious. Women love guys that seem like they're busy and they have a life. So what you do from the I do is you conjure up a lie and a fake life and act like you're actually fucking busy when you're not busy. Just like that young man, he met a woman months ago and he was 2 months busy. But a lot of you guys, you know what, I'm not going to call her right now, because if I call her right now, then that means she's going to see that I'm thirsty. You know what, if I mention this to her, she's going to see that I am thirsty. I'm not going to reply back to her in a few days because I don't want her to see me as thirsty. I got to make sure when I create a profile photo, I got to make sure it looks like I'm busy so she can see that I'm a guy that is busy. I got to make sure that I write and I show her the perfect profile and all this other stuff so she can see that I am, you fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. But why do you lose? Because you're operating in the I do. You're not operating in the I am. You're operating in the I do. And if you're operating in the I do, I want y'all to listen. You have already lost. And you don't even realize it. You have already defeated yourself and you don't even realize it, because every trick and every game you're doing has led her in your mind rent free. Every time you're thinking of these silly kitty ass moves that you think that's going to get her interested in you, this is why she loses interest in you, because you're not authentically real. You're playing fucking games. You are playing this, let me pretend and let me act like I'm busy. But gentlemen, let me show you how cold women are. And God damn it, I hate giving women credit, but I'm gonna give them credit right here. No matter how long you wait, no matter how you fake that you have a life and you're there, there's photos of you with your shirt off, photos with you in the gym, photos of you catching a football on the beach, photos of you dancing and all those fake ass things. I'm telling you, she has a detective just like you got one. And her detective can detect when you are real versus when you are fake. Because a real one doesn't show his activities to seem like he's interesting. A real one doesn't text and say a bunch of silly shit in his profile to see that he's interesting. A real one doesn't sit around and say, well, I'm going to look at my clock. Wait a second. Okay, now I'm going to say something. No. A real one moves when it's time to move, and that movement has to be yesterday, not today, and not tomorrow. And why do I say yesterday? Because the moves that you should be making have to come from the I am and not the I do. Anything that you say you are trying to do and put a woman's name in there shows why you guys lose with women and lose interest, and these women don't want to know anything about you because you're not operating on pure, unadulterated honesty. You're operating on trying to manipulate a situation, trying to manipulate something by trying to do something because you think that if I do this, I'm going to get this result, which is called what, gentlemen? Intent. Let me grab this convention real quick. Intent. You say, is when the king sent the message of the reinforcement to the brother, did the brother beat the messenger up because he wanted to do things on his own terms without help? No. The king lit a light. Okay, you could tell the brother was defeated. But he was mad because the king lit a light unto him because he had to defeat the enemy on his own. If the king were to prevail and they were to come in there and they would have won, then they would have looked at him as a lesser leader. Meaning that, oh, you had to get your brother to come help your ass out. You couldn't do it on your own. So he realized that the time is now. I need to come up with a strategy right fucking now to be able to get in there and fuck those guys up. So no, the king lit a fire on his ass. But let me keep going. Guys, you got a question for the Q&A. We got y'all covered. How to deal with brothers on the job that's always hating doing stuff. Russ, Mr. Brown, I don't understand you service dwellers. Them do whatever the fuck they want to do. You do understand that the job is a cutthroat business. There are people that want to be cutthroat. Your problem, Mr. Brown, is that you want to be friends with every fucking body versus just doing your goddamn job. Fuck your friends. Fuck everybody in that job. Do what you're supposed to do to your best of ability and take your ass home. Now, if you want to start working the job the right way, start going to happy hour. Start hanging out with other people and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is that you're worried about too many things that are outside of yourself, okay? I don't care if they're hating on you. And if they're doing under the table, what? I don't know what they're doing under the table. Why do you give a fuck? Stop trying to please everybody and just do your fucking job. Stop trying to please everybody and just do your goddamn job. But as I was saying before, for all you guys out there, listen to me. Lines are open. For all my dogs out there. See? You got women, okay, when a woman meets you, gentlemen, she wants to connect with you, but she is not going to make the connection easy because you're not the only one trying to connect to her. So as I say before all you guys out here, in order to get her to connect with you, which is going to give all you guys, listen to me, the greatest advantage. You got the, I'm about to give you the answer. You got the advantage. Listening to me. Because the one thing you got, the one thing you have that all those motherfuckers don't have, is they never connect with themselves to connect with the woman. You can never connect with the woman through the I do. Every guy that you think is competition is not competition because every guy is operating outside of themselves. They're trying to beg and barter their connection with the woman. They're not connecting what they want. See, y'all gotta understand. Women have a detective, and that detective is trying to find out who you are behind the curtain, behind the weightlifting, behind the nice clothes, behind your shiny fucking shoes, behind your Armani suits, behind your luxurious lifestyle or whatever the fuck you try to throw in front of them. They don't give a fuck about that shit because those things right there She cannot connect to your shoes. She cannot connect to your suits. She cannot connect to your lifestyle. The only thing that she can connect to emotionally is a motherfucker that is actually connected to himself. This is why, even that phone call, I appreciate you, Atlaster. He never connected with himself. Because like I said, you guys reject yourself. Right, and thank you, Jay. She cannot connect with your money either. She cannot connect it. Let me show you women now. This is very important. She can connect to it through an I do. Now listen to me. Say it one more time. She can connect to your money, your clothes, your cars, your body, and all that other stuff. The only connection she can do it when you're not connected is through an I do. That means she's connected to what you have outside of yourself and not who you are. And that's why these women run game and circles around all you guys out there, because technically what you told her is this: I don't know who the fuck I am. And who the fuck I am, I'm afraid to show you, or I don't even know who that guy is. So instead of showing you the best parts of me that we can actually connect to, I'm going to put a rug over myself, and I'm going to close the door, and I'm going to try to cover up and hide and put dirt all over my I am so you can't see it, and I can throw you off the scent with my money, my clothes, and my cars, and my status, and all that other shit. This is why y'all don't win. If happiness comes from within, what's the difference between from making her happy versus making her feel special? It is not my job to make a woman fucking happy. Happy that you cannot go to Walmart or Target and find happiness. You cannot go to Every Kiss Begins with K. You can't go to the jewelry store and find happiness. Gentlemen, women have tried this for centuries and decades. How many dresses do they have because they thought it made them happy? How many pairs of shoes have they had because they thought it would make them happy? How much makeup have they bought because they thought it would make them happy? How many wigs and fake nails and fake eyes, fake hair and all that shit because they thought it would make them happy, and yet they're the most miserable goddamn women around? Because I am not here to make you happy. Fuck your happiness. I can show you how to find happiness, but I'm not here to make you happy. I'm here to make you feel special, because through me, you will feel special, because through me, I'm going to push you beyond your cliff, beyond your border, beyond the place where you feel that you cannot go beyond that. I'm going to push you beyond that by just being with a real motherfucker. See, women are rarely with I ams. We're like mythical. It's like with Smurfs and elves and unicorns and shit like that. We're very, very mythical, because we are the only few in this world that actually give a fuck about themselves and don't care about results, don't care about women, don't care what they say, and don't care what they do, okay? Okay? Right, but no, wait, Troy, let me, wait, T-Dog, listen, T-Dog. It's not a thing of never getting it. Okay? Sir, this is where you're wrong. This is where you don't understand. So allow me to help you. I can't teach game to a wall. You're absolutely right. But I can only teach game to an individual that trusts that I'm not there to hurt or harm them. And when that individual chooses to push aside his ego and push aside his self-importance and opens and expands his mind, he will do that. But watch this, Troy. Am I actually teaching him? No. See, if you follow me, T-Dog, you will see that the first process I must do is to show them that I am not trying to teach them game. That's the first problem that most guys have. See, everybody wants to teach him something versus, you know, that, what is that thing? You know, teach a man to fish type shit or what is it? What is it? Is it, wait, fish for a man for a day or teach him how to fish? Okay, so follow me on this. Follow me on this. To explain this, I got to go back to me being starting to be a student of the game. When my mentor gave me the opportunity, because I thought game was about women, all that shit. Boy, was I wrong. My mentor gave me the opportunity to ask who wants money, and he threw the money on the concrete, the pennies, dimes, and nickels, and I went down there. I was then allowed into, because I showed him that I was worthy enough of the information versus the individuals who laughed at us on that ground saying, why is that motherfucker going after a penny? Why is he fighting for that nickel and that dime? That's so stupid. But I showed him without telling him that I was worthy to accept information because I followed directions, and I showed him without me saying it. The action proved that I was worthy, okay? And I want you to understand this because I think you kind of got all this wrong. So what I do here, sir, and that nobody else does, because there's nobody on YouTube doing what we do to start that process. You see, T-Dog, the only way they can be an actual student, T, is by what, T? Is by following the first instruction. Those that follow it are going to be more open to learning game. But here's the beautiful thing about it, T. I didn't put a gun to their head. I did not force them. I did not beg them. I did not say the world's going to go to end if you do it. See, what you don't understand about game, my brother, because you say you can't teach game. I can't teach game until somebody learns how to be part of the game. And when these students push themselves to say, I'm going to follow instruction and I'm going to do what I'm told to do for free, that is the first step of game. Because what you miss, T, is that for the first time in their fucking lives, their thoughts are in line with their behavior and they're doing what they're told to do to unlock the door to becoming students of the game, sir. And that's why it will be in them and not on them, because they themselves are putting the puzzle together. They themselves are learning and understanding what is in putting those puzzle pieces together. And they themselves are actually starting to see and start to cultivate what they need internally to become students of the game. See, I cannot jump in their mind. And this is the problem with a lot of these YouTubers. All they're giving these guys is surface information that is not rooted in their core. So the only way I can get these individuals to understand or overstand game is by becoming students of the game by following what I am showing them. And here's the beautiful thing, T. Everybody's not going to be a student of the game. And some people are going to do it and some are not. That's none of my fucking business. I only take in those that are willing and they are actually worthy to become students of the game. Because you can teach game, but the way you must teach game is by allowing somebody to do it on his own without you forcing him to do it. See, when you have me, I was getting girls, but I didn't have any game. I was getting girls. But I was worthy of the information by showing my mentor that I wanted it by getting down there and getting those pennies. So as I say to you, young man, you're coming from a position I don't know where the fuck you're coming from, but I welcome you. But this is not about everybody. I didn't say everybody can learn game. Only those that are worthy of the game will learn game, sir. So I just want to make sure I clarify that. It is all okay, and this is the worst part, that you have actually really failed altogether. Because this is the worst part, and I'm explaining it, and I'm going to continue. The reason why you have a false statement, sir, is because if these individuals that are watching me right now didn't have game, sir, they would have never reached the egg. To reach the egg, sir, and this is how deep we are because nobody talks about this. To reach the egg, sir, one must be one with itself. One must have the passion, desire, and discipline to realize he is one of millions, and he can be the only one, the one of one, the one that didn't take time off, sit around, make excuses, go on sperm tube or spermogram to sit around and watch other sperms bitch about they can't get to the egg. He didn't do that. You see, T-Dog, everybody who has made it is worthy enough of information, but they must go beyond that point. Because if they didn't have drive, discipline, and a passion, they wouldn't be here right now. That means that they were one with themselves. Their thoughts were in line with their behavior, even though their mother was trying to obliterate them. Now, I don't mean your mother was really trying to kill you. It was just the shit inside your mother was trying to knock you motherfuckers off. And they knocked off all your brothers and sisters. Whatever your mother had inside her knocked off, let's say if it was 1,000,001, they knocked off 1,000,000 and you were the only one. You were the only one that made it, unless you're a twin. But you are the only one that made it, meaning that you went through the gauntlet and you went through the fire and the brimstone and you made it. So my friend, when you say that you can't teach it, it's not about me teaching it. It's about me getting them to teach themselves. See, if I was trying to teach them, you might as well call me a cult leader, because that's what these fucking fake ass YouTubers do. I don't tell these motherfuckers how to think. I teach them how to think for themselves. So I welcome you, and I wanted to explain it to you because I think you got it all wrong, my friend. I think you got it all wrong, okay? So let's keep going. But I wanted to answer that, okay? So anyway, what'd you say? So like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, by leading with the I do, she was behind the curtain. Lead with the I do. She looks behind the curtain to see your I am. Really? Yes, yes. Yeah, because even before there was the internet, there was the Wizard of Oz. But what happened was she saw the great, mighty, powerful wizard, the thunder, the lightning, and all the other stuff. But then when Toto, I think it was fucking little Toto or whatever, when that curtain got pulled over, it was just a little motherfucker pressing buttons. So that's what's going on with a lot of people. Let's keep going on with these questions. Steve, I went on a date yesterday and I was leading the conversation, but the chick talked too much about her. Now I was making a mistake. No, wait. Elite, call me so we could talk. Because I can't help you unless you call in and tell me about your thing. So just call in and I'll help you. Just call in. I will answer your question. Call in, I got you. But how does she see you're connected to yourself in order to get her connected to you? Because you're not trying to force the connection, young man. You're trying to push a square peg in a round with a round circle, trying to force it down a square peg, and there lies your problem. See, you're showing her how desperate and needy and clingy and thirsty you are because you're trying to force her to see you in your eyes. And that's where you go wrong. I don't want her to see me in my fucking eyes. I want her to see me through her eyes. Because seeing me through her eyes is seeing me for the first time. She can't see somebody who can't see herself, brother. And that's what y'all guys don't understand. She's got to see me through her eyes, okay? Because she's got to see that I am excellence. I don't, as I told you guys, hey, y'all don't hear my sob story. I mean, I know that's my sob story sounds like I walk both ways up the mountain type speech, but no, I didn't have much money. No money, had a car, two buses, blah, blah, blah. But those things did not define me, so I didn't give a fuck about those things, okay? All right? See, what I did was I created by educating myself on myself, gentlemen. I did that because who I became supported all of my behaviors. I created and positioned myself. See, the average guy does not think beyond pussy. Thus, when her detective finds out all you want to do is fuck, then it is up to her. I'm telling y'all, listen to this. Once her detective finds out all you thirsty, needy motherfuckers just want to fuck, which is okay, but I'm sure y'all will fuck up. You don't think she takes that information to her Senate and comes up with a judgment of either, hey, showing you mercy and let your fucking thirsty ass go, or using your own strength against you to get what the fuck she wants without even fucking you? Because she knows she can control an I do. She cannot control an I am. All right? Let me bring in Eric Cole 407. How can I help you, 407? What's up?
Hello, sir. Is that me?
Yes. Where are you calling from, sir?
Okay. I'm David from Romania. I just wanted to fix the misunderstanding.
No,
because
no, sir. I'm blocking. Don't call us. It's not for you. Do not fucking call this show over again. Because let me tell you a bitch ass something. You can't, let me tell you what you did. How fucking dare you come on my show with that red pill rhetoric about how good you fucking look? How fucking dare you disrespect my students? You disrespected my fucking castle and you disrespected me. And because of those reasons, this is not, shut the fuck up. You can't say shit now. I gave you every fucking opportunity. You know we're not about that red pill shit. You know we're not about clothes, cars, status, and looks. But what you did, you came into my dojo. I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you, this is not for you. Find somebody else. We cannot help you.
I
don't want, there's nothing you can say. You still can't welcome in. You chose to bring up your fucking looks because, you know, I keep telling you, you know what? I give more respect out of a motherfucker who has no confidence than an arrogant fucking liar that wants to sit there and show off in front of the whole class. You went in this classroom.
Okay.
Shut your fucking ass up. Let me finish. You went in the classroom talking about, well, if you've got good looks. Did you not do that, yes or no? Did you not call that motherfucker? Then that's what I'm talking about. And that's why this ain't for you. Shut your fucking ass up. How fucking dare you come into my classroom trying to make everybody feel like a small peon because you look good. You are a good looking bitch. So I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't give a fuck what you think. This is not for you. So then you go find somebody else. No, fuck your soul. Fuck you. No, I don't
want to
hear that. No,
you
are not sorry. Because if you were sorry, you wouldn't have did it in the first place. You wouldn't have got in there and talked about your looks because that is disrespectful to my fucking classroom. Because we don't talk about our fucking looks.
But how can it be disrespectful if you talk about it in your product?
What did I say about looks, motherfucker? What did I say about your looks?
Tell me what I say about looks.
Shut your fucking ass up and ask the goddamn question. Shut your fucking ass up.
You just said I brought up looks.
Tell me. Shut your fucking ass. Dog, shut your ass up and ask my question. When did I say looks matter? You tell fucking me. What product did I say looks matter? What product?
Well, okay.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know.
No, stop. Answer the question. You brought it up. You said I did that.
Yes.
You're
okay.
A fucking liar. Okay. You tell me because I'm about to hang up on you. No, this is, I'm
Can
about
I
to hang up on your ass. No, fuck you. When did I say that? When did I say looks matter?
Well, you said that looks matter because it's going to be harder for you.
I said looks matter because it's going to be harder for you. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yes, in third to fuck class one, you say that. That
I say looks matter? I don't ever talk about fucking looks.
About looks. You say that if a woman finds you attractive, she might have a bigger guard against you. So you might have to do extra shit.
So? But I ain't saying
about
looks matter.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, motherfucker, here's your point.
No, I'm talking about your product. I don't want to disrespect you, sir.
You disrespected me by bringing up your fucking looks. I never said anything about your fucking looks and they matter. I said to the bitch, I didn't say to your fucking ass, did I say your looks matter? Did I say the looks matter to her? Which is it? Which is it?
You said that if she thinks you're attractive, she might have her guards up against you. And I thought that's my problem sometimes. And I don't know how
no,
to...
You were the motherfucking creepy motherfucker that came in number one saying
yes,
that my shit didn't
yes,
work when you were the
creepy,
creepy bitch. So that's your fucking problem.
Guess,
you're a creepy guy. That's not... This ain't for you.
Okay,
but
I admire
you
and
I
respect
you
and I
want to... Get the fuck off. I got a show to do. Sorry, guys. I apologize. But let me get back to what I'm saying. I'm sorry. I apologize, guys, because I'm not going to let these weirdos in here. You can't get in. Get the fuck out. Anyway, get back to what I'm saying, H-Time. What I'm saying to you is that her detective is going to see your I do. And when she realizes that you're not authentically being honest, but you're being disingenuous by trying to be honest because you think your honesty is going to manipulate her into wanting to fuck you, this is why they get turned off by you. You see what I'm saying? They get turned off. And they get turned off because you're playing games with them. And this is why they don't connect to you guys, because you guys are sitting around and trying to force her to like you by using manipulative tactics and not standing on who you are. Let me bring in 202 DC and I'll answer your other questions. DC, what's going on, brother? 202, how can we help you, brother?
Yeah, how you doing, Steve? I want to shout out the show real quick.
Thank you, sir. What's going on?
Question. So, how do you go about the, approach?
Wait, how do you go about do what, sir?
How do you go about the approach?
Well, we don't approach women. I think you're in the wrong class. We don't approach women. What is an approach? What is that?
Like, you go up to them and you get on your name.
Well, I can't hear you mumbling. You mumble your words. What is an approach?
I said, when you go up to them and you get on your name.
But we don't approach women, so I don't know how. I don't know how to do that. I'm not trying to be a dick. We don't approach women here. I don't teach you how to approach women. That's we don't do that. We put our business.
I seen a video from like a couple of years ago. It was titled.
I know, but that's part of the bid. We put our bid in, sir. It's our bid. We put our bid in. So if you want to learn about your bid, get a 30-minute session, and I'll show you your bid. But we don't necessarily approach her. Because you're asking how, but you got to understand the why before you can do the how or the is. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. But what I'm saying to you is what's going on with you? Why do you want to know about the approach?
I don't know. It's like I don't get nervous or anything. It's just I just don't like. I be knowing what
well,
I'm
wait, wait, wait. You got to speak up. Speak. You sound mumbly. Speak up. I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Yeah, my fault. I said, I don't be like nervous and shit. It's just, I be knowing what I'm about to say. I just don't ever say it.
Then you don't want what you want then. Then the game ain't for you. If you can't ask for what you want, then why would a woman want to give you something? And you're not asking for what you want shows that you are scared of women. Does that make any sense?
I mean, I wouldn't say scared of women. I wouldn't say
well, that. But wait, let's be honest. Again, let's unpack this. I'm saying you gotta learn how to be honest with yourself. You say you want to say something to a woman, but you can't say it. So what other reason of other than scared do you want to tell me? What, dragons, zombies? What reason do you want to say something to a woman, but you can't say it? And it's because you're chicken shit scared. I don't understand. What other reason is there? Excuse me?
I think it's more so me thinking too much.
Thinking too much of what? What do you mean think too much? You want to say something, so why don't you just say it? But, all right, you're thinking too much. So tell me, what is it that you're thinking? You say you're thinking too much. So what is it that you're thinking?
Like, I just be so worried about...
Oh, wait, worried? Oh, wait, you're worried? That's in the neighborhood of... You just said worried. What? You just said worried. You just said worried. No, you just said worried. You just said it. Why do y'all guys lie, man? How old are you, buddy? How old are you?
I'm 20.
Why do you lie to yourself? You just told me your truth. You're worried, meaning you're fucking scared. Oh, all right, clear it. So what is it? Give me some mythical, fake, false answer.
So
I'm waiting.
I can't really give you no shape. I don't really know.
No, you're scared. I'm telling you the answer. You're fucking scared of women. What other reason do you have where you can't ask for what you want? Why? What do you think it is? Dragons, elves, or zombies? I'll let you pick. What do you think it is?
It's not one of those, neither of those.
Then it's because you're fucking scared.
Trust me, it don't got nothing to do with fear.
No. Okay. Then, okay. You can't fucking say shit to women. What the fuck do you think it is, sir? I understand. Come on, dude. I got a show to do. Come on. You don't know what to say because you're scared. Why can't you say what you want to say? Why can't you say what you want to say? Tell me. Why can't you say what you want to say, sir?
Like I said, I think about the end result.
What is the end result? Wait, what is the end result? What is the end result? Tell me, what's the end result? Wait, tell me the end result. You're not doing it because of the end result. So what is the end result? What, she says she's not interested? What is the end result? I don't care. What, tell me. I got a show to do. What is the end result?
The end result of it been a 50-50 chance.
So then why don't you take the fucking chance then? Because you're fucking scared. Do you not see it?
I'm gonna follow up with the 3 minute bid. So,
all right, man. You okay? I'll let you go, man. Thank you for the call, dog. We just going in circles, man. So you have a good day, sir. We'll throw you back in, man. Because all we doing is going fucking circles, man. I can't help you. Anyway, guys, let me get back to y'all questions. I see the email message. I'll get to that in a second. Let me make sure I catch up on the guys asking questions, guys. Let me catch up on you guys. It's the Dean, the Man Mindset. We're showing you guys why you guys mess up with women. Because the majority of you guys are operating outside of yourselves. Mr. Solo, I agree that I should not compromise to a woman. I agree that I should not compromise to a woman. I would like to know the why. Wait, what the fuck do you, Mr. What are you talking about, Mr. Solo? I agree that you should not compromise to a woman. What do you mean the why? I don't understand the question. I don't understand what you mean by that. Let me keep scrolling up, see if I missed anybody else. Let me see if I missed anybody else. Let's see. I don't ever. Okay. Okay. I guess we caught up. I'm just trying to scroll and catch up on other things. How do you get to dance with a girl at a party or a club? By asking a fucking woman to dance with you. Is examining your thoughts and writing them in your scribe the main process of learning who you are? No, it's not. It's just you're writing shit down. You've got to write your thoughts down, and you've got to put those fucking thoughts in action. And then you've got to go back and assess the result of the action, man. It's not just writing shit down. I don't know why. This is why y'all are just doing things half-ass, all right? Y'all are doing things half-ass. Question, he says, what do you think about being self-conscious? I don't know. What do you think about it, okay? Troy says, I'm not trying to challenge. I'm just saying that you can teach somebody lessons and moves over the internet, but they'll never get it. No, you. My brother, listen to me. Listen to me. Let's say I'm on Mars teaching the show from Mars. And I'm 216, I got you 1 second. And I'm teaching everybody on Earth this, okay? One of the lessons that I'm showing you is that you don't have to be right in front of me to learn. Thus, you don't have to be right in front of the woman to capture her heart. If I'm telling the guys to go out themselves to get their puzzle pieces, and they go out to get their puzzle pieces and throw the box away and dump the puzzles on the floor and begin to put that puzzle together, sir, how then is it that they're not starting to learn themselves? How is it that they're not starting the game? I think, Troy, you have to call in, because you're not trying to challenge me. I'm not saying you're trying to challenge me. But you don't know what you don't know, because you're not a student of mine. I appreciate you here, but the shit we teach goes above you and your comprehension of what you think game is. You're not a student of mine, because if you were, you would understand everything. So what you're doing is you're looking at what you're looking at through your lens and what you think is. But I'm not here to argue with you. If you feel that way, then feel that way. I think I've said enough. And if you cannot understand what I'm saying, then you can say what you want to say. I am not going to, I do not argue. So you got it. I will agree with you, because that is your truth, but it's not the truth. Area code 216, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hello, Steve. Can you hear me?
How can I help you, sir? What's up?
I did email you, I did send you an email.
Wait, you sent me the email of Ghana?
What?
Ghana? What, from a woman or some shit? What's the email?
No. Yes, it's a conversation between me and the girl, and I will set up a date. Like, I'm gonna set up a date.
Okay, but what's your question though? What is your question?
No, I did send you the email. Like, I was proud of myself. Like, here, listening to you, 3 weeks, I did apply everything. Like, you talked to, 3 weeks of listening to you, I did get a date. Like, I'm going to set a date. I did the, sorry for my English, but what can I say?
Okay, sir, what is your, I don't understand, what is your question? What is your question?
My question is, I'm going to set a date to fuck, but I'm a Muslim and
I don't understand. Why are you setting a date to fuck? Is this a Muslim woman?
No, it's not a date, but it is a date to link up. I didn't mean a date to get out.
Okay, but I don't understand what the question is. I'm lost. What is, I don't understand the question. What's the question?
Okay, Steve, I will get 5 minutes and I will reorganize my...
No, don't organize, because you got to learn real time. No, we don't organize. This is game right here. So, wait, are you sure? Are you just sending me something to show me that you're getting some pussy or something? Or did you have a question? I don't understand.
Yeah, like yes.
Yes, what? It was a two-part question.
Like,
yes, what?
I did send you like the email to show like I did get like a good response. So that's why.
Oh, so you got a good response. That's because you're showing me the good response that you have.
Yes.
All right. Well, okay, that's cool. And I understand that. But let's see some of the stuff that you have. You look at the. I'll grab your first one and show them in your second. I guess your message here.
Okay, I'll be here.
Let's see that. Wait, no, you stay your ass right here. Let's finish this. Let's stay your. Let's see your face of yours. Maybe I'll make it my chair. Okay. If you behave, maybe I'll let you see or even touch it. You know what tastes my lips, kissable lips you have. They'll taste so good, but I bet your neck tastes good. And wouldn't you know what that tastes like? And if I don't behave and I'm a bad girl, then you're. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, keep going. You say if you're a bad girl. And Jesus, if I don't behave because I'm a bad girl, you say, who said I didn't like blondes? You, okay, but I'm asking a question. What is all this shit? What is all this? Why are you wasting words? Why are you not setting all this shit up? What's all with this talk? What is all this talk for?
Because this is like a Tinder app. Like, we don't know each other. Like, this is the first time, like, we talk.
Yeah, but, all right, but I don't understand. Okay, so you talk to a chick on Tinder. Okay, that's fine. But I still don't understand what the purpose is. I mean, I'm a little lost. Okay, but she says you want to fuck? I mean, I'm trying to understand what I'm looking at. Let me see if I can pull something else up. Hold on. So I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just trying to see. Let me get to the last one. That was the first one. Let's look at the last message. Okay. All right. So let me look at your last message. Let me show everybody your last message, because all this stuff you're just like talking. You're not really like, you're just talking to talk. I don't understand why. I don't like y'all wasting words. I don't like y'all wasting words, and all I see is wasting words. You're just chit-chatting and talking shit, but you ain't setting anything up. I don't understand. Why the fuck you ain't setting anything up? But let's see. Let's get to the last one. Let's get to your last message. You sent me a bunch of messages, so let me go to your last one, and we'll show everybody in the chat room. So this is your last message, okay? It's your last message, and I'm going to show everybody in the chat. Let me blow it up a little bit. And I'm trying to understand where we're at here. Okay, so, all right, guys, all together. Here we go, the last message. That's exactly my type. Like to dominate it and be dominated at the same time. You say, okay, do you want to know how you're going to feel with me? Okay, brother, let me ask you a question. If a woman says she likes to be dominated, why are you asking her a fucking question? Why are you not setting shit up? Why are you asking her interviewing questions like you don't know what the fuck you're doing? And then she said, wait, you ask her, you say something. Wait, let me go back. Hold on. Look at this shit. Hold up, guys. So you say, all right, okay, do you want to know how you're going to feel with me? Do you want to taste that feeling? She says, yes. So what the fuck, why are you asking her if she's sure if she already told you yes?
I was going to, it's a trial, like, I didn't want to.
That's weak as, why are you asking her yes? Jesus Christ. Have you ever been with an older girl? Have you ever been with an older girl? I will be happy if I break. If I break the record of the biggest girl that I've been, wait, I will be happy if you break the record of the biggest girl? What the fuck does that mean?
Like, I mean the age, because I'm 20 and I got like 26 years old girl before. So
don't you mean oldest, not biggest, oldest?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ, once you're with me, you'll never leave. Anyone after me would be a downgrade. Dog, you know why you lost? All you're doing is talking, dog. That bitch ain't trying to fuck. Because you ain't trying to fuck. Because now you intimidate. You know what the problem is, Carl? I gotta let you go real quick. Problem is you're intimidated of fear of success. You got someone that's ready to give you some pussy, and you scared as fuck. So all you're doing is just talking to about a bunch of silly shit. So you have lost. You did not win. You're sitting around talking to a woman that's throwing the pussy at you. And all you're doing is sitting around here, like, talking to her. Why are you doing all that fucking talking?
I felt like we're going to know each other better or, like, make her so interesting.
Wait. Why do you need to get to know someone better that's throwing the pussy at you? What do you need to know?
Good point.
She's throwing the pussy at you. So what do you need to know?
I was keeping, like, the conversation flow, like...
She wants to fuck you. What conversation do you need when she's throwing the pussy at you? What? Wait. Pete, this out is. Hey, cutie, I want to fuck you. Well, tell me what you like to do for a living. Oh, my God, I want to rip your clothes off and I want to suck your dick. Well... Tell me what college you want to go to. Oh, my God, I want to be in the shower and ride that horse. Well, tell me what kind of guy you like. I mean, this is what you're doing. Why the fuck are you talking to her? What?
I know. I could do better. I could do better, but I will set a date.
Call her. Why in the holy fuck are you setting a date when she wants to fuck you? Why are you setting up a date?
I didn't mean like a date, a romantic date, but like a date where we meet and we gonna have...
Why have you set that shit up already?
Okay, my English is not very good, so that's why I...
Ready? Let's fuck. Let's fuck. I'll say it in Klingon. Nuktok book, Peter, Kumotopoka. Let's fuck. What is the universal language? It doesn't matter what language you say it in. Hey, look, watch this. I'll do it in sign language. Let's fuck. So what is it?
Okay, Steve, it's clear. Like, I will take care of this.
I don't understand. What? Come on. Hey, look. Let's fuck.
Okay, Steve, I'll be there. I will fix it. Like,
come on, man. Set up and just get to the hotel and fuck. She's already telling you she wants to fuck. Okay. All right, man. I'll throw you back in, man. Thank you, brother. Thank you, guys. Let's continue this shit, guys. Y'all got questions. I got y'all, man. It's the Dean, man. It's the man mindset. We got you. Let's get back into the show. Y'all got questions asked, but anyway, so what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying to you guys is in order, okay, Josh, all my guys out there, in order to be able to grow as men, and to be able, guys, this is very important, to be able to let her see your I am. The I am is the one thing that she's not used to seeing because her detective is always looking for the I do. Think about her detective as a line of protection with her warrior. They want to make sure that whoever comes inside, and I don't mean come inside, that he's not being disingenuous. The reason why I can get pussy easily because unlike everybody else out in front of me, the 1 million in front of me, all they're thinking about is getting pussy. I'm thinking about how to show her why she should be fucking me. Okay? And what women love, a man that is fearless. She loves a man that looks at circumstances. She looks at a man. See, the thing that she will love about me, because they will fucking fall in love. Remember, guys, I told you, I don't want to. See, remember, guys, I want you to think about your I do. Your I do is I want her to like me. I want her to be interested in me, and I want her to give me some pussy. That's your I do. My I am is I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to fucking love, fall in love with me. I don't even want her to be attracted to me. I don't want that shit because that shit is fucking beneath me. Why would I want that piddly shit? I want it all. The only way I can get it all is from my I am. I can't get it all from an I do. I want it all. I want to be the drug that she ingests, that she is going to need me even though she doesn't want to need me. She's going to want me even though she hates the fucking fact that she wants me, knowing that she ain't the only woman that I'm fucking with. That's what the fuck I want. Because why? Because that's when I'm living rent-free in her fucking mind. That's the game. That's what I want. I want her, but I don't want to manipulate my way in. I want to position myself where she thinks about me to a point where she compares me, the one, one of one, to the millions of fucking other millions that is just the same thing. The only difference is they're just a different color, a different size, a different height, and different job positions and shit like that. But me, I don't operate that way. I don't operate on what the fuck I do. My operation is I want it all. And I can't have it all between her legs. That's just going to give me some pussy. I don't want that. I want it all, but I want her to want it all and want to get, now, excuse me, I'm sorry, not want, but need to give it to me. Gentlemen, beyond that, let me show you the line. There's a line that y'all need to see. Guys, I got a question, go ahead and ask. I got y'all. But look, I want y'all to see something. All my dogs, look at this. Get y'all crayons out. I want y'all to see the edge and what the edge provides, okay? Let's look at the edge for a second, okay? Let's pop up the edge. Let's look at the edge for a second. Now, gentlemen, yeah, the top, right top. Her edge, this is the difference between wants and needs. Her edge, anything behind her edge is a fucking want. She doesn't know what need is because she's never met anybody to fucking need. She doesn't even know anybody she wants because all you motherfuckers want her. So because you want her, she doesn't really want you because you're not creating a need. If all you guys are creating wants, then she doesn't fucking want you because you're keeping her at bay. Remember, guys, a woman is like Animal Kingdom. Even in the Animal Kingdom, as I told you, there is an alpha zebra. Yes, I swear to you, there's an alpha zebra, alpha seals, there are alpha deers. I mean, you name it, whatever it is, in the grass-eating kingdom, there is an alpha, but it's not actually an alpha. It's more like a beta alpha. Because if you put that motherfucking alpha seal or walrus next to a great white shark, that motherfucker is food. So this is where your problem is. Your problem is that you are holding them back. And this is why, because you're living in the I do. You guys, judgments, inexperience, and being fucking thirsty and goddamn creepy, you're holding her back from need because you won't allow her beyond the gate because you don't even know there's one. How many of you guys meet a woman, she give you a little plane, and you want to handcuff her, helicopter, and you want to know everything? Well, who are you talking to? Why are you talking to that guy? Let me check your phone. Who's this guy? Why are you messaging that guy? Why'd you give that guy an emoji? I thought you didn't mean y'all motherfuckers are fucking up. The creepy guy. The judgmental motherfucker. Well, if she wears a tight clothing, she's got to be a slut. Oh, she's a single mother. She ain't shit. Every day you guys are judging women and you don't even realize it. A lot of you motherfuckers on this red pill shit. Every day you're judging women. Don't know shit about the woman. But like I said before, would it be fair for her to look at you and say you got a 2-inch dick? Nah, that wouldn't be fair, but let's call it spade a spade. If you, would you like a woman just to look at you and say, oh man, he gonna come in 2 seconds. You're like a 2-second brother. You don't like that shit. But every day when you are judging, you are holding her back because you have this false, fake perception of an expectation. Who the fuck are you guys? You know why I get them? I don't expect anything. I don't give a fuck. I don't expect anything because you want to know why I don't expect anything? Because who she is before me, it's none of my business. Because I know what she's going to be after me. I already know I'm going to create the fucking need. I'm going to create the drug. I will rent space. That's the conquer. See, I'm the one at the bottom. I'm the one that is going to push her beyond her fucking border to show her that she can be whatever she wants to be. She can go out with whoever the fuck she wants to go out with. She can date whoever the fuck she wants to date and do whatever the fuck she wants to do. And I'm not going to fucking judge her. I'm not going to tell her what the fuck she can. Because, guys, she is a grown-ass woman, right? But, see, y'all don't see it. Y'all can't see it, okay? Y'all cannot see that. How do I stop being afraid of success? Well, stop rejecting yourself. But what I'm saying to you guys, lines are open. Hold on, let me keep going. Let me see. I just want to catch up on everything. All right, and 202, hold on, let me bring in, wait, hold on, fuck. 202, what's your question, sir? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm calling back. So he was asking me what did I think, you know, the problem was and shit, you know. And I don't think that it's, I'm worried about how I'm going to sound, but,
if you're worried about how you're sounding, that's attached because you're scared of what the woman's going to say. That means you're scared of women. Your worry is connected. Anything you're doing that's connected to a woman shows your fucking fears. Because you're placing the woman above you, young man. You're worshiping the woman. What she says is going to define you because you're worshiping her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that is true.
Right. But you know why I win? Because I don't worship her. I'm too busy worshiping me. I don't work. What time do I have to worship her when I'm worshiping me? I'm worshiping my scribe. I'm worshiping my court. I'm worshiping my studio, my film room, my marketing team. I'm worshiping my culinary school. I'm worshiping my motherfucking drug lab. What time do I have to worship her? But that's the draw. But that's the draw in. because she realizes I'm not operating outside of me, because I'm not judgmental. I'm not weird and creepy, but I do have experience, and that's what she's going to recognize. They recognize experience when you just don't give a flying fuck. You can't pretend to not give a fuck. You actually got to not give a fuck. 804, I got you next. You got to actually not give a fuck. And when you actually not give a fuck, they're going to start giving a fuck because they want to know why you don't give a fuck when everybody else does. What is it about you where you don't give a fuck? But when I talk to you, I lose time. I laugh and I smile and I go, oh, God, listen, other calls, hold on a second. Real quick call, listen. You want to know why I get them? Because I position myself that way. How many women do you know get to have access to me and they don't even have to tell me they have access to me by pressing a fucking button? Do you know that I position them to take my drug every time they listen to my voice message? You want to know why? Because I'm the only one doing it. Nobody's doing that shit. Hi, Tammy. How you doing today? How you doing now, Tammy? What you got going on today?
Okay, so you gotta, be different. Not be different.
No, not be different. I just gotta be me. I created this. This is why I'm different, because I created how to. And I got you 804-617. How to express me to them, and not caring what they think. This is what you see is what you get. You're not the only one. I don't want a relationship. And if you want one, I can't give you one. But if you want to find one, feel free to find one. And just use me on the side. I don't give a fuck. That's what y'all guys don't get, where y'all do the opposite. You don't want her to, you don't want to have a relationship with her, but you don't want her having a relationship with anybody else. How the fuck does that work? That, like you say, 21, remember? Don't fit out of the box. Don't try to fit in the box. Be the box. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Can you tell me about your amusement park?
Say it one more time.
Can you tell me about your amusement park?
I mean, I played in the park. Man, I played in the park. Yeah, you know.
Nah, you don't even know you have one. What a fucking shame. Guess what? She doesn't know you have one. But you know, my amusement park. Hey, guys, listen, all my dogs out there, in fucking 10 days, 10 days, guys, I'm going to create the amusement park by the sex-o-ween invitations that you're going to be sending out to these women. And for the first time in their lives, they get to experience your sexual haunted house. Your sexual haunted house. Nobody on YouTube is doing this. You will be the first motherfuckers in their history of all the motherfuckers they dated, all the guys they seen. You'll be the first to give them an invitation to your sexual haunted house. Nobody is doing that. Nobody's doing that. And when you do that, you change the game up. Because you're showing them why you. But call, I got to grab these other calls and stuff, brother. All right, but I appreciate the call. Call back, brother. Let me grab 804, then 617. 804, sir, how can I help you, brother? What's up?
Hello, can you?
Yes, how can you do it, sir? What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm
16 years old, but I have a question.
Sure.
How do I stop fantasizing different scenarios in my head? Like,
wait, fantasize about what?
Things like, all right, for like conversations, for example. And like, usually, like, I'm not.
You know, okay, wait, you know what a fantasy and a daydream is, right? Is you thinking about something, not doing that shit. That's how you fantasize and daydream. So when I was 16, I got my first piece of pussy at 13. So I didn't fantasize on sleeping with women. Once I got my heart broken at 14 and shit, then it wasn't about fantasizing. It was about creating, creating what you see right now. I saw it and it hit me and I realized that I needed to create this court system that makes me. And I had to have a round table of motherfuckers to be specifically for me. I had to create a marketing team. I had to create my scribe. I was working on my scribe, but I was creating more of the marketing team. I built my first studio in my mind. My first studio was like a four-track studio. It's kind of like four tracks. I started off with four tracks, but I had a little tiny studio in my mind. It was only four fucking tracks. But if you notice, I created all that in my mind to show her why me. Because what I learned was the more I thought about me, the less of a chance she can rent space in my head. Once she's inside, you're fucked. But you can keep her outside of yourself and still operate in the construct of the two of you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, you're daydreaming with no action. So it's just daydreams and fantasies. You've got to put the daydreaming into action. Oak, I'm doing three things. We're going to do the Halloween game, the costume, trick-or-treat game for those that want to pass out candy, and the sex-o-ween. So we're going to have three different things that nobody on YouTube is breaking down except us. That's going to put you in a sexual position with every fucking woman. So I got you. No. We ain't giving up on that shit. Fuck no. McCollum, you good on that question, brother? You good?
Yeah. So just to clarify, so basically when I have a thought of like something, just take the action.
What's the thought? Give me a thought real quick. 617, I got you next. What's the thought?
I don't want to make it.
Come on. Give me a fucking thought. Come on, my man got all day, goddammit. What is your thought? Give me one. Just throw one at me.
All right. So just say you see that group of girls or something, right?
All right. See a group of girls. What's the thought? Take your 125 likes.
All right. I want three of them in a group.
Okay. You want three of them in a group. Okay. All right, so let me help you out. Let me help you out. When I was in college, let me show you what I did in the college days, okay? Saw a group of women, right? Okay? Now, there was one I was trying to get at, right? She shot me down, right? She shot me down because she had no eye. You know, again, she had money, little prestige and all of that. She shot me down, all right? So I was cool with that. But let me show you how I fucked her. I fucked her. Because I got into the circle. Remember, I always hunt the group. If I can't get the one I want, okay. Think about this. This is what I learned at 14. Have you ever, what would you do if you were walking in the woods and you saw a unicorn? You would do one of two things, right? You would either tell someone about it or you would try to capture it, right? Does that make any sense?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here is the move. Here's the play. The one I was trying to get at wasn't giving me any play, but that's cool because she was like a 14. The lieutenant was probably like a 9.5, and the one below the lieutenant was like a 7.8. Okay. So they were all decent. Good. So what I had to do was, lieutenant was 7.8 and the other one was back, because the prettier one, the cuter they are, they kind of fall down. But this one was a leader of a group of women. She's a really good looking girl. So what happened was, is that what I did was she shot me down, which was cool, but I still had access to the women in the group. So I was cool with it. I took the hit, all right, it's all good. But I went after one of her other girls, right? Got her playing with her pussy, did a lot of nasty shit and all that other stuff. just so she can pass my virus on. See, once I am able, once I'm inside the group and I can put and give my virus of me or the drug of me to one, it will spread within the group because what you got to understand, Carter, women talk. And they talk about good sex. They talk about good pussy eating. They talk about long. Because remember, guys, back in the day, remember, guys, I used to tell you I used to use that Indian God lotion. And young man, this ain't for you, but for all my older guys, you know, the Indian God. I can't talk to this. You're too young, but I'm going to keep talking. But you listen, dog. I can't talk to you right now live in the air. So I'm going to throw you back in. All right, man.
All right, man.
Yeah, let me bring it in 617. I'll bring it in 1 second, but let me tell you real quick. So what I would do, okay, this is what I would do. Now, Indian God lotion, I used to get from Chinatown. So one spray, you wouldn't fuck for, it'll hold you off for like 30 minutes. Two sprays, one spray was an hour, I think, or close to an hour. Two sprays, you wouldn't nothing at all. But remember, guys, my whole thing was to break their spirit. And this is not in a sexual way, their sexual spirit. See, a lot of women, let me explain women to you. In 617, I got you 1 second. Got you 1 second, 61. A lot of women use the guy's urge of sex against him. So a guy meets a woman, he wants to fuck her so bad, and she builds it and builds it and builds it. And then she gives him some pussy. Now, for those that are skilled women, they know how to grab the dick with the muscles inside their pussy. So I want you to add this up. A guy that has a huge urge, the woman gives him the pussy, clamps onto the dick, makes him come like he never came before. Then the guy is hooked on the woman. Then he's experiencing her drug. So then he's hooked on the pussy, meaning that the woman can dangle whatever she wants and she has the power. So women that hold power, now listen, guys, not by fucking a lot of women, they've got a power because a lot of guys want to fuck them. But they know they're smart enough, if they want one, they build that motherfucker up, give him a piece of pussy, he nothing within 2 to 5 minutes because he's associating his lust for her and getting the pussy is so great, overrides the circuits, and he's coming really fast, which in his mind thinks that, damn, that was the best pussy. Boy, that was some tight pussy made me come, right? All right, so let me show you game. What I learned was I'm always, you got to break their sexual spirit, guys. Listen. Hold on, 607, I got you 1 second. I tell you, dude. See, gentlemen, the woman that knows her pussy is so good that when she gets it, she know that when I throw this shit on this motherfucker, he gonna come within 5 minutes, right? Right? What happens when she meet a motherfucker that don't come? Let me throw this shit more on him. And fuck, why is he coming? I'm just tired. Why are you coming? God damn it. Let me bounce him. Oh, my God. Come on, motherfucker. Come. 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 She still ain't coming. Get him out of there. Come on. Get this pussy. Let me talk more. Let me make more sound. Ooh, oh, yeah. It's your pussy. Come for me, daddy. Come over there. And you're like, hey, babe, what's wrong? Like, we ain't done come with your ass. We go, oh, okay. Wait. Hold on. No, come here, baby. Yes, And then all of a sudden, in her fucking head, her mind says, girl, what was wrong? He ain't come yet. And all of a sudden, she on that side. Why didn't you come? Come on. We ain't done. Get your ass back over here. Done. They're gonna do three things. They're gonna sit at the corner of the bed like this and kind of just like rocking back and forth, trying to assess all the shit that's happening, right? Or they're gonna look at you like, "Where the fuck are you?" Or they're gonna go into the bathroom, turn the water on, and you hear this. I love him. I'm not gonna ask because I didn't make him come. What's wrong with me? I didn't make him come. Why is he not dragging to me or something? What's wrong with me? Dog, I'm telling you. So, I'm telling y'all, motherfuckers, man. I break their sexual spirit by taking the power out of the pussy. That I break their spirit because they're not used to a motherfucker. I'll get you right now, 607. They ain't used to a motherfucker that is pounding that pussy. And you call them up on the phone. Hey, what's up, girl? Oh my God. I gotta call my mom real quick. I'll call you right back. Girl, hey, what's up? Hey, oh girl, you do that pussy on him? No, girl. What was wrong, girl? What's wrong? I'm in the tub right now, soaking. My pussy's so sore. Girl, what you mean your pussy's so sore? Girl, Girl, I need to take a breath. This motherfucker fucking shit out of me, girl. Oh, my God. Oh, it hurts. Oh, wait. Let me just adjust a little bit. Oh, girl. He beat my pussy up so bad. Girl, what you talking about? He beat your pussy. Wait. Wow, he threw some dick on you, girl? Oh, my God. He didn't even come. Girl, wait a second. He didn't come? What about you? He didn't come. He didn't come on it. I thought you knew about the grabbing the pussy. Grab his dick with the pussy. We worked on it. Remember the Kegels? We put the rocks in our pussy to grab the muscles and... I didn't understand when I got in the bathroom. They had some water by the cabinet. And I was like, what the fuck is the water for? You ain't gonna make me, my girl. I nutted so many times, and oh my God, he just didn't come. And I don't understand. Is it not like me? What was wrong with my pussy? It's just out and soaking my pussy right now. Oh my God, wait. Oh, I'm just in the bathtub. Wait, let me go a little bit to the. Oh my God, how am I gonna walk? I'm gonna go to work tomorrow. I'm gonna go to work tomorrow. Oh my God, he tore this pussy up. Damn, girl, it's like that? But don't worry about it, girl. It's gonna be our secret. Yeah. Yo. Hey, old girl just got fucked for about an hour. Yeah. She in a tub right now soaking her pussy. Yeah, she put the Kegel. We did it. Yeah. She said she tapped the fuck out. Who the fuck is this guy? Well, shit, girl, I don't know. Well, shit, thanks for telling me, girl. Your secret is safe for it. It'll be our little secret, okay, girl? Yeah, girl, don't tell nobody, man. We can't say nothing. Okay, girl. Click. Yo, did you hear? Oh, man, old girl got our pussy beat the fuck up. Yeah. Remember that asshole motherfucker that tried to get with you? Man. Beat old girl pussy up. What you mean he beat old girl pussy up? Girl, she in a tub right now. No, shit. Shit, girl. Shit, you better call and find out what the fuck happened. Shit, okay, girl, I'm going to check this shit out. Click. Hey, girl, what's going on? Another, hey, how are you doing? Hey, what's wrong? What's going on? What's up? Nothing, just, I'm just in the tub, just sore a little bit. You remember that? Remember that guy that tried to get at you? Oh, my God, he just talked to me, and, man, he was so smooth with his shit, and, God damn, I gave him a little bit of pussy, and, well, girl, did you do the Kegel Rock thing we worked on? Girl, that shit didn't work, girl. Man, I thought I could make that nigga come in about 5 seconds. Oh, my God, it was the best fucking sex I ever had. My pussy's so sore. Oh, wait, let me adjust a little bit. Oh, girl, it hurt so good. He just kept pounding away. And, oh, my girl, I had to drink water. I tapped out on that. Wait, you talking about the same guy that tried to talk to me? Man, I thought he went about shit. Shit, but that dick went about shit, girl. My God, the motherfucker didn't even come. And then my son be wrong about my pussy or something. I thought my pussy was good. Well, shit. Don't worry about it, girl. I got you. I'm going to go ahead and fuck that motherfucker for you. And guess what? I'll make that motherfucker come. And you know what's going to happen next. Let me grab 617 real quick. Oh, no, 617, brother. How can I help you, sir? What's up, brother? How can I help you? Sorry for the wait. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Cool, man. So I have a question.
Sure, sir. What's up?
Yeah, I forgot my question for a minute. Cause listening. So I definitely need an upgrade to my crib, man. I got a very basic, cluttered apartment. And I know, like, my shit's not up to par as far as if I was to invite women over, man. What do you say is some of the first steps to getting your apartment on point?
Well, here's the – okay, you got – first off, you got the invite all wrong. I don't want you to invite – okay, I want you to give her a sample. I want you to give her a sample before you invite her by showing her your amusement park. See, you want to – you okay, and I'm showing everybody live real quick. You want to draw in her curiosity. And the draw-in is by seeing things in your apartment that the average guy doesn't have while you're sending video messages or going live with her. She needs to see the wine above your bed. She needs to see the lost and found box next to the door. She needs to see the nude paintings on your wall. She needs to see the colored lights in your bathroom. Why? Because that is going to draw her in because listen. 0.0001 there is a very rare chance that she's ever been with anybody to have any of these things in his house that represents him sexually that is going to draw her into asking and starting the conversation of sex. Because when she sees the wine above your bed, she's going to ask you a question. When she sees the shower light, she's going to ask you about that. When she sees the nude painting, she's going to ask you about that because she's never seen a man that have any of this shit in his amusement park. So I only position, see, they don't even see it to come over. They see it first, that it pulls their curiosity to want to go over at that point. Okay, you remember you were a small kid. Did you go to, I guess, Busch Garden? What amusement park did you go to that they had a TV ad about a brand new roller coaster? You remember that when you were small?
Yeah, like Six Flags and
okay, there you go. Six, yeah. So Six Flags. Even in the summertime, you know, in the summertime, they'd be like, "Hey, we got a brand new fucking whatever the fuck it is. Come to Six Flags, blah blah blah." Right? And you're like, "Holy shit, we got to go there. I want to ride that." Right? You know, you get all excited, but you have to see it first to stimulate the eyes. That's where the flavor in the eyes come from. You don't want to force stimulation on the woman. You want the woman to be stimulated by you. But your house or your amusement park is actually you without showing her you. It's like her seeing, okay, So, like, let's say you go to the, you play basketball or football. Which sport did you used to play as a kid or something like that?
Basketball.
Okay. So what do you think if you walked into the gym, okay, and there was that one motherfucker just like, because you said you're from Boston. You from Boston?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I heard the ha by the parka. You know what I mean? I heard that shit. So what I'm saying is that, so you do know Larry Bird, right? I mean, if you're not, everybody in Boston knows fucking Larry Bird, right? Okay. If you walked into the basketball gym and you saw a motherfucker, you look like a little nerdy white dude that, you know, he had one sock on, one sock down and the other one up. He was wearing some weird ass clothes and he looked like a fucking like idiot, right? You would automatically judge, oh man, what is that loser doing? But then you saw that motherfucker start shooting baskets. Everywhere he would dribble, turn, shoot, swish, layups, jump shots, three-point shots, motherfucking sky hook. You would be like, oh, shit. When I pick my team, that's the first motherfucker I'm going to pick, right? You see what I'm saying? Because you had to see it through your eyes first. If that little loser walked up to you and said, hey, can I be on your team? You'd be like, man, get your weak ass in front. I mean, if you never saw him shoot a basket, you would automatically assume that motherfucker was a shitty ass. You remember Kurt Rambis? He had those like little plastic goggles and shit. That motherfucker got the goggles and shit. He got wristbands on and shit. You know what I mean? You're like, this motherfucker can't play no fucking basketball. But seeing it through your eyes first and seeing it shift your perception and your reality, saying, fuck how that motherfucker look. That motherfucker can play. I'm picking that motherfucker. I won't be on his team. Right? It's the same thing with women. Regardless of what she thinks about you, it is okay. If you don't have the nice clothes, it's okay. And if you got a little raggedy-ass apartment, it's okay. It's when she starts seeing the things that we place in your apartment is going to pique her curiosity. It's going to pique her curiosity because, remember, the average guy doesn't have these things set up. And if it piques her curiosity, she's going to ask and inquire. Her curiosity will be so great. She's going to ask, why do you have that on your wall? Why, you know, eventually you show the shower lights, why do you have that? Where then you can explain to her and start sex, because that gives her a shift in what she's thinking at that point. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, so is it the shower lights? You mean like something like a red, like you're talking about like red, like the red light bulbs or something, just out of the ordinary, because I don't have the light bulbs up top. I have the light bulbs like above the mirror.
No, bro. I'm talking about live on the show. I'm talking to you right now, showing you. There are shower heads that you just screw the fuck on your shower and turn that bitch on, and the lights are going to change color. The shower is going to be purple, red, green, blue. It just doesn't have to be clear white. It's different colors. Because she has an experience. Okay. You see what I'm saying? She's not even, to a point where this is what they do to my clients. They're like, the first thing they're going to ask, because we're in this app world where they have all these apps, the first thing she's going to ask is, what app is that? Because that's so cool. How did you get your shower to do that? What app is that? How can I change my shower lights? Oh, baby, that ain't an app. It's something I have for women that come over to my place. I mean, it's nothing like turning off the lights, putting on her favorite music, and having her either suck my dick or eat her pussy to these lights and shit. It just really sets the tone. I mean, think about it. If you were at my place and you had your favorite music going and lights were out, we were in the shower like that, wouldn't that be, you see how I swung that shit around? I just planted a seed. That wouldn't be the first seed. That would be more of the third seed. The first seed would be the wine above my bed. Second seed could be the pictures that's on my wall. The second seed is the new pictures on the wall. The third seed could be the lost and found box. The fifth seed could be the painting, the easel in your living room. Okay, a lost and found box is, another spirit breaker. It breaks a woman's spirit. I ain't chipping, I'm being honest with you. So where the lost and found, because no one tells y'all about this. Where the lost and found box is that when she sees that, she's going to say, what the fuck is a lost and found? Why do you have a lost and found box? Oh, that ain't that. Is it, you know, it's something about you women that I don't understand. Why is it that y'all always like to leave shit in somebody's houses and not take your stuff? Why don't you take what you have, what you come in my house with? And the reason why I have the lost and found box is because when I have women over, they always like to leave things around and make the other woman jealous or something like that. But I always let them know that if I find any items I find of yours, I'm going to put it in the lost and found box. And whoever comes over, they get to get one item out of that box. Whatever's in that box, they get one item. So inside it is lipstick, bracelets, watches, bras, stockings. I mean, whatever you think a woman can leave behind in your house, I throw it in the lost and found box. And I always tell her, when you leave and you leave something, it's going in the box. So if another woman comes over, she gets to get one item out of the box. And that's what I tell a woman. What am I telling her? That she ain't the only woman. I get women, and she going to realize that she got to do a little bit more work than she thought of. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm saying that that's my problem. And when you come over, she'll see that. It's a spirit breaker. Because a lot of women think they riding on top because you like running behind them. But when she comes over, or you can position it by, you can be laying on the, hey, look, you can have the lost and found box right beside you. And you can be laying on your floor just talking to the woman, right? Say you're laying on the floor talking to her and she just sees you straight on. And then you just kind of roll over a little bit on your side. And you can have the box showing right diagonal where she sees you laying on the floor and she sees that box. She's like, damn, where are you at right now? Oh, I'm just laying down in the inches. I'm just hanging out, just laying down, just chilling, relaxing and shit. You know what I mean? But what was that? What's that box? Why does it say lost and fuck? Oh, that's just something I have. I just don't understand you women. Why is it when y'all come over, y'all like to leave things for other women? I find that very disrespectful. So you know what I like to do? I always take everything that women have that have left over at my place, and I leave them in the box. And any woman that comes over gets first dibs. She gets to get one item. I don't care if it's perfume, makeup, lipstick, whatever she leaves in that motherfucker. And that box is full of Tampax, tampon, bracelet, lipstick, blush, mascara, bra, panty, you name it. It goes all into the lost and found box. So if you, and I tell her, so if you ever come over, you get first dibs in the box. It's a spirit breaker. Why? Because a woman hasn't met anyone so fucking arrogant to have a lost and found box. Because most guys would be like trying to hide shit. You know, oh my God, it's her, oh my God, it's her bracelet. Let me try to hide it. Oh my God, it's her sock. Let me try to hide it. Fuck no. Why would I hide that? I celebrate me. So I will put all that shit in that box, all that shit in there. And the woman comes over there, she got you, right? You see what I'm saying?
All right. So would you, if you're over the phone, if you're talking to her like FaceTime, whatever, and she sees, you know what I mean, you position yourself so that she can see the box, would it be, you think it would be good to be like, when she asks about it, You think it'd be cool, but like, why don't you come over and I can explain it a little better?
No, because at that point you're in the I do. You're using the box to try to manipulate her over. I'm not trying to manipulate her over. I'm just showing her what my life is like. I'm not asking her to come over. She's gonna want to come over on general principle because she's adding up what I am and who I am through what she sees out. Okay. Let's take the wine above the bed. Or wait, I'm showing all my guys. You see all my guys watching. Right beside the lost and found box, you see that woman, that nude photo right there, that nude painting. That painting would be right next to the wine above the bed. So what I would do is, let's say I'm going to send her a good morning video. I would take my phone, all right? I'd take my phone, and I would record me, and I would make sure that I would line the phone up so she can see the wine and that photo right there. And what you don't understand is this is how women operate. they have never met my kind. They're not used to motherfuckers that's so arrogant and so fucking smooth. They've never even met a guy to even send a good morning video. They ain't even used to that shit. I mean, I'm an anomaly, right? So what she's going to do is this. She's going to play it over and over and over and over again. And then she's going to go to her girlfriends and play it in front of them. And then when she's not doing anything, she's thinking about me, she's going to play it again. Remember, she's doing this, and I don't even know she's playing me. She's just pressing that button over and over and over and over again. And then what's going to happen is her detective is going to start doing detective work. Now that we've seen this fucking photo, let's look at the surround. What the fuck is that? Why does he have wine above his bed in a nude? What the fuck is that? Let's investigate. So she's just investigating. So look at this caller. Right now, I'm already renting space. I already got a six-month lease in her mind. I'm already rented space because now she's trying to figure out who the fuck this guy is. Because out of all the motherfuckers she's been with, hung out with, and all that, they've never had wine above the bed. They never had any new paintings there. So eventually, guess what she's going to do? She's going to ask what that is, and that's what I want. I want her to ask. And when she asks, she starts the process of talking about sex. I don't bring that shit up. She asks. And when she asks whether it's the wine or the painting, I will go with the painting instead of the wine. I say the reason why I like that painting because it represents women that I really piqued my curiosity and my attention, because a lot of women out there, this represents a woman who has been bottled up by society in the world where she can never let herself go. And that painting represents, that's why I'm in the bedroom, to let that woman know when you're with me in the bedroom that you are free to be who you want to be without judgment. I mean, think about it. If you were at my place and you were in my bed and the way I would touch you, kiss you, rub you, and say stuff in your ear, I'm going to free you and let you know that you can be whatever you want to be. Thus, once the session is over and after I give you a full body massage with some warm lotion, kind of throw that one out there, you're going to feel so relaxed and so free that you're going to be that woman that what that describes is her opening the door is an opening to a freedom in which she never experienced before. See how I did that, caller? But I never asked her to come over. Right. But that's going to be the drawing. Does that make any sense?
Well, definitely, man. I'm going to look into all that. I'm looking at at paintings now, trying to be more original. I don't want to put anything up that, you know what I mean, that's like a Target or Walmart.
Not Walmart. No, always go to, they got places. You don't have to get expensive places. Listen, you don't have to go get them $3,000 fucking paintings. They've got paint places and art stores and shit like that all over. You just got to find some art. And I always tell you, I always would look and keep my ear to the ground when they had a showcase. Sometimes they have art showcases, not in expensive areas. They would have art showcases in what are they called? Where are those places? Those places where those market, flea markets and shit like that. They will always have all kind of shit. I want a female painter and I want nude art. That's what I want. Because I want it from the woman's perspective to see what she's painting so I can break that down through the woman's eyes. You see what I'm saying?
Word. You think, because I live in Boston, so they do that in like Boston College, and I'm also about 45 minutes from DaVinci College. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Yeah, well, wonder, do that. Yeah, go. Yeah. And matter of fact, you can go to the art thing and find one of these little kids that's fucking art and say, look, I like to hire you. Look, can I see some of your work? Or goddamn, well, can you paint something? I want you to paint. I got an idea what I want. I want a woman, and you can show them. I want a woman looking out of the window in a man's T-shirt. And you can sign it. And that's what I want. And I'll hire you just to paint that. And that's it. And you pop that motherfucker up on your goddamn wall. Dog, I'm telling you, it's a game changer because you're not making it about sex. They're going to be curious to know why you have it, but it's going to show a side of you without forcing you on her. I don't want you to force yourself. This is more the I am. This is not an I do. This is an I am. This is what I am. This is why I have the artwork. Because what it represents is women who are closed off, who, you know, because of their YouTube and all other stuff. And this is why you use the red pill. You can use red pill. Now, I'm going to tell the car. We're going to do that tomorrow. You can use red pill. You can use red pill theory to get pussy. That's what I'm telling the car. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. But you can use red pill theory to get pussy. Oh, my God. It's a layup. It's a layup. Oh my God! I'm writing that down. I'm gonna tell the car. That's gonna be our show on tomorrow's show.
Right, there you go.
All right, let me see.
Oh, but it's gonna be confusing as hell because people gonna be like, "I thought he said he doesn't like red pill."
No, no, no. We don't like red pill, but you can use them to get easy. Dog, it's a late. We'll talk about that tomorrow. We gonna talk about that shit tomorrow on the car show. You're using red pill theory to get easy pussy. Easy. Oh my God. That's why, real quick before I continue, because I know there's questions y'all guys have. That's why I always tell you guys, you don't get mad at them. Let them do all the hard work to push them towards us. They're doing what they're supposed to do. But when they get with us, we change the game up. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. Using red pill theory to get pussy. That's going to be our show tomorrow.
All right, word, man. I appreciate you, man.
All right, stand up, brother. Well, I got to grab these other questions, man, okay? But stand up, man, and keep watching, okay, brother? Thank you so much and respect to you, man. Great call. All right, let me get some of these questions real quick. Let me see, because I don't want y'all to think I'm ignoring you. So give me a second. I'm going to scroll down and get some of y'all questions because I want to make sure I answer all the questions. All right, Carlos asked this question. Start with Carlos. Carlos says, I'm tired of not having confidence with women. But that's the problem, Carlos. It's not about women. You're too lazy. You're not tired, Carlos. You're lazy. Your confidence have nothing to do with fucking women. That's why you're losing. Because you're living in the world of I do versus the I am. You don't need, yeah, you do need help, but you need to learn how to commute. Y'all guys don't understand game. Game has nothing to do with women. It's all about the way you communicate to yourself, man. You need help. Get at me. Let me see. 4L question. He says, when talking to a woman I'm interested in, how come I draw blanks and not able to push the conversation? Well, okay, 4L. You cannot push what you don't know. You don't have game. You don't have a mouthpiece. You don't know yourself. You don't have any standard. You don't have any laws, rules, or codes. You have no culinary school. You have no drug lab. You have no marketing team. So what you're doing is exactly what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to draw blanks because you're just not an interesting person because you're not a student of the game to learn how to become interesting. That's why you're losing, because what you're doing is you're drawing blanks because after you ask her how she's doing, you don't know what the fuck to do next. Because you waste time, waste words, and waste things with women. You're just very wasteful. Chad asked the question. A woman in our company has shown interest in me, but only the thing she is. She has a boyfriend. We don't work together, just part of the same company. Should I even approach that unk? Well, this is okay. There's something wrong here. There's something wrong here. Let me ask you a question, Chad. How do you know she has a boyfriend? There's something that's not right here. How do you know she has a boyfriend? How do you know she's interested in you? Answer those two questions. How do you know she has a boyfriend? How do you know she's interested in you? Because it sounds like you're lying right now. Just let me know. I got you. Just let me know. For Chat or Unk, how do you deal with dominant, aggressive women? What the fuck are you talking about, dominant and aggressive women? Hold on. You're the guy that says you're talking to a woman that you're interested in, Man, there ain't no such thing as a dollar. The only way a woman can be dominant aggressive if you a punk or you a weak bitch. The fuck is a dominant aggressive? What the fuck is that? Show me a dominant aggressive bunny rabbit. Show me a dominant aggressive deer. Show me a dominant aggressive billy goat. Show me a dominant aggressive zebra. Shit, what the fuck do you... What the fuck is a dominant man, dude? She's not dominant. You're just weak. She ain't dominant. You're just weak, man. You just soft, man. You're just soft, brother. You're not dominant. You're just soft, dog. There ain't no dominant. You just soft, big dog. I have a traveling job Monday through Friday, home on weekends. Should I get a place to position myself? Wait a second. Where the fuck are you living? With your parents? T-Dog, listen. I don't give a fuck if you're on the road. You always got to have a home, dog. Let me help you out real quick with traveling. I talked to a lot of guys that are truck drivers and shit like that. And I love y'all guys. I always appreciate y'all guys that are on the road. And I do say this seriously. Please, if y'all truck drivers are driving, please make sure if you're tired, pull over. Do whatever you can, but just stay awake and be safe. Now, with that being said, I what I love about my truck drivers is that they all got home away from you know, what I love about my truck driver guys is that they never realize with game, you'll never have to sleep in your truck again. You can always sleep at their crib, get a warm meal and some pussy in the city that you get. It's kind of like, remember Ludacris said, I got hoes in different area codes. No, ladies, I'm not calling you hoes. But what I'm saying is that you should have a home base where you lay your head at, okay? Yes. And get a small apartment, something simple. You know, you don't have to do a lot of maintenance on an apartment or whatever. But if you're always traveling, whenever you're in a city, because when you remember, guys, I keep telling y'all guys, y'all got to expand your palate. You got to, listen, you got to have a couple of them around in your area, your neighborhood or your city, a few of them outside the city, and then you have a few of them in different states, and then some in other countries, dog. You got to expand. So if you're driving, let's say you're driving from fucking Florida through Tennessee or some shit, you should have a Tennessee girl that knows, because she's going to ask, are you coming up this way? Yeah, baby, come. Oh, when you coming? I'll clear my schedule out, meaning that all the guys she's hanging out with, she'll clear them motherfuckers out just for you to come over. She'll give you a warm meal, a bed to lay in, and some pussy, and send you on your goddamn way with a meal, a hug, and a tear. That's how y'all do shit. Y'all gotta expand. Stop just being in the realm of where you're at. Expand, because women all over will fly you in or fly to come see you wherever you're at. Because the dick is so important to them, and you are so important that they want to touch, taste, feel you come on them and on their ass cheek or in their face. They've got their fan. They want to feel you. They see. Well, I keep telling you guys with game, this is why you don't need to be near them to touch them. You can touch them without touching them. Where if you're going to be in their city, hey, I'm going to be in your city next month. Okay, I let me know when, and I'll have everything. What would you like to have? What do you want to go grocery shopping? Give me the list. Well, shit, do I want pork chops? Do I want baked chicken or steak? What the fuck I want? Or fish, whatever the fuck your thing is. This is what I want. And that woman will go to the store, prep that shit up, get herself all made up for you. So when you roll into town, oh, man, she have that meal ready for you, the body ready for you, and a warm bed ready for you. And you know what, you better get, hey, you know I gotta be on the road, baby, so I expect me a full body massage. Oh yeah, baby, I got you. Oh, my baby is so tits. Oh my god, let me, oh, there's a muscle right now. I'm telling y'all, I got my truck driver so much pussy while they're traveling that it's ridiculous. You can have women all over and they will cater to you in the neighborhood. I'm talking about, I got one Florida, goes to Tennessee. They're from Tennessee, will kind of cut up like a little bit south. Has one in fucking Minnesota, Ohio. I mean, wherever he's driving, he has his route. So once he has his route, he positions himself from the women that want to see him. So, yeah, man. So what I'm saying is that, yeah, you want to have your place, but you also want to be able to use your mouthpiece that, okay, think about the woman's place as your second, third, and fourth home. Now, some women can't be with you in their home. So what a woman will do if she's got a man, what she'll do is figure out when you're coming in town. She'll rent the hotel. You park at that motherfucker. Now, she might not be able to give you a warm meal, but she'll give you a warm mouth and some warm pussy. You see what I'm saying? She'll fuck you and spend a little time with you and go back to the grocery store. That's why I keep telling you, you got to learn how to train your women. So when you have your girl, let's say you have a girl in Seattle. You're in Seattle and you're fucking, you got to drive from fucking Iowa or Utah to Seattle. Just give me fucking, just throwing the countries, I mean, states. What you want to do every time she go out, all I want you to do is take that photo. You got that red top on. Take a, whenever you have the red top, listen, this is this guy's game here. I want photos. I want the red top folder. I want the black top folder and the blue top folder, okay? So whenever you're out and about in whatever is red, you just take photos and put it in the folder. I want you to take pictures of you in the daytime, morning time, evening time, midday, midnight, whatever. You take your photo and put that shit in the folder. Blue shirt, put that in the folder. Black shirt, you put that in the folder. So, because sometimes a lot of these women, what they worry about, they want to fuck with you, but they know they've got helicopter and handcuffing type motherfuckers. So in order to appease those motherfuckers while they're out and about fucking with you for that few hours and shit, because they just want to get a real man underneath them, you can have them send messages to the man or whoever the insecure motherfucker. You know, I'm at the grocery store, and if she's wearing the black, yeah, get her the black photo. Remember to get to find the grocery store photo. Take a photo and send that fucking shit to her. Now calm his ass down while you get back on his dick. If you need to, after in between fuck sessions, take a moment, call him and see how he's doing. You know, there's game and all this shit. So it doesn't matter where she's at. You just got to figure out the situation and figure out how to move, dog. That's how game works. Let me grab a few more questions and shit. Let's see here. Let's see here. No, well, wait. Okay, you understand. Can someone pull up, when did Ludacris sing that song? Matter of fact, where's my fucking phone? Hold on. I don't think y'all motherfuckers understand who y'all talking to, so let me help y'all out. When did Ludacris, let me fucking this shit. I mean, we all do it. See if y'all can do it faster than me. Let's find out. Google Ludacris. Area code song. All right, when did it come out? All right, so I guess it's called Area Codes, and that Area Codes came out in 2001. Do you understand I've been doing this shit for over 35 fucking years, though? Y'all guys think that we take it from them. Nah, this shit been going on before the song came out. So just to help you understand, okay? Let's see here. What's happening here? Yo, thank you, Hagen. Hey, Netflix guys. Hagen, thank you, man. Hey, for all you guys, Netflix, Bridges of Madison County is on Netflix. Make sure you watch it. Matter of fact, I'm going to have that shit on tonight while I'm playing video games. Maybe have that shit on while watching wrestling. I love that movie. Man, y'all want to see a broken God damn, you want to see what a broken woman is like? Watch Bridget. Guys, man, Boy, you y'all want to see what a man can do to a woman, man. Y'all need to watch Bridges of Madison County. Thank you, Hagen, man. We appreciate that. Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. Let's see here. Answering your question. One, she brought him up randomly when she was at the event. Honestly, I didn't know if she was – she brought him up randomly, and honestly, I don't know if she – well, then wait. Why did you say she was interested in you, my brother? I don't understand. You said she was interested. Wait. Let me go back because I don't want to call you a liar. Let me go back up. Let me go back up the thing. And I don't even think you even asked a question. That's a dominant question. Let me see. Okay, you said a woman in our company has shown interest in me. What is interest in you? What, because she talked to you? But yet you're saying, I don't know if she's, what the fuck? You just lied. You just said she's interested in you, and now you're saying that you don't know she's interested. Guys, I'm good at what I do. Guys, I'm good at what I do. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. I don't. It's okay, so she brought him up, but there's no interest. So why are you talking about that and she's not interested in you? Okay? All right? Why do that, okay? And I want to say to this young man, and don't be mean to him. I agree with you. I agree with you. But this is what I don't understand. If those two guys have so much game that you say, why are you even here? Why would you waste your time? Hey, Jada B. I just started this yesterday. Oh my God, I just started this yesterday. But let's see something here. Hold on. Yeah, I'm sorry, Jada B. I literally started this yesterday, Jada B. You're right. They have more game than me. I just started yesterday. I don't know what I'm doing or anything. I'm brand new to the game, Jada B. But now that you say that, hold on. Let's see here, Jada B. And now I hope y'all. I know probably y'all guys probably kicked him out. But let's see something here. I just want to help y'all guys out. The guy said, wait, I'll get to you in a second. Let's go. Where's Jada B? Oh, man. Oh, wait, Jada, y'all kicked him out? Oh, man. Oh, let me see if I can find, Jada B. Let's see something here. Give me a second, guys. Okay. Guys, give me a second. How can I do this? I got to do this. Hold on, guys. Give me a second. Guys, watch this. Watch this shit, guys. Hold on. All right. Okay. Watch this, guys. Allow me. Just give me a second, guys. Watch the beauty of what we do. Well, that's the beauty of what we do. Hold on, let me see. Right, watch this, guys. Hold on. That's the beauty of what Unc does. Let me see how I'm going to do this shit. Because I need y'all to see something. I want to show y'all something. Again, I want to show y'all. Hold on, give me a second. Let me grab this. I don't want this shit. Hold on a second. Let me see. Put that there. I got to do all this bullshit for this shit. Print screen. Oh wait, watch this. I can do it faster. I'm sorry. I'm doing it all wrong. Let me grab. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Control print screen. And then hold on. Let me see how I do this shit. Give me a second, guys. Here it is. It's right in front of me. Hold on, guys. Give me 2 seconds. Let me give your boy 2 seconds. Paste. I can't make this, guys, I can't make this up. I cannot make this up. I just want to show y'all. I can't make this up. All right, so let me show you something. I ain't trying to be funny, but let's take a moment. All right, guys, watch this, guys. Look at this, guys. Let's just take a moment. Oh shit, PC. There's another location. Let's put this up. I'm putting it in downloads. Okay. All right, guys, look at this real quick. Watch this real quick, and then we'll get to the other guy. So that this is Jada B, but I want y'all to see something, dog. I just want y'all to see, you know. I mean, hey, look, man. I just want y'all to see it. Hold on, let me find that shit. Oh, here we go. Where's that? Is it this? I thought I saved. Wait. Let me try to find it again. I thought I saved it. Wow, it didn't save. Huh. Let me go to paint. Oh, I gotta save it. Oh, I'm sorry. Now I saved it. My bad. Here we go, guys. Hold on, let me show y'all something. Give me a second. Now, guys, I'm not being a dick here, but let's take a moment. Let's take a moment. Now, and y'all think I'm an asshole, but wait, let's take a moment here. Let's take a moment here. I mean, do we start with the shirt, what the fuck, that plant in the background? Where did we start? Where did we start? Yeah, hold on, man. Let's blow this bitch. let's think. Wait, where do we start? This is my detractor right here. Do you actually think my feet? Oh my God! What the fucking fuck is this? What is this? What is this? Wait, you're right. Jada, you're right. I ain't got no game. You're right, Jada. You're right. I ain't got no game. Jada, you're right, man. I'm sorry. I just wanted y'all to see the mean person that said the mean thing to me. Jada, shout out to Jada B. Oh, my God. This is crazy to me. Anyway, let's see. We've got a few more questions before we wrap this up. Let's see here. Let's see what we have here. I just wanted to show y'all, man. I just wanted to show. Don't kick him out, man. Don't kick him out, man. Y'all should have never kicked him out, man. Don't kick him out, man. Just time him out. Don't kick him out. Just time him out, man. Give me a second to do some work. Let's see here. Let me see what we got here. Jada B. God damn it. Boy. Yeah, he's right, man. I don't know shit about the game. I know you're right, man. Jada, you got it, Jada. Jada, you got it. Oh my God, man. All right, guys. So shout out to Jada B up in this motherfucker. Yeah, man. You should make that into a shirt, but nah. I appreciate you, Johnny B. Don't kick him out, man. Just time him out, man. Just hey, man, he's right. What the fuck do I know? I ain't got no game. All right, well, guys, we'll go over the last round of questions, guys. Tomorrow, yeah, we're going to do a show with Lucario tomorrow. How to use red pill theory to get pussy. I won't give you a walkthrough. Send me a message and your number, and I will simply walk you through and hold your hand. Not hard. What else? Let's see what else you have. Bill, it's not about the glasses, man. It's about the motherfucker. Oh, wait, Jonna! Jonna's back! Yo, Jonna, my dog! Yo, we ain't mad at you, Jonna! Jada, you're right, Jada. Jada. I am a house husband, Jada. And you know what, Jada? I'm a house husband, and I have no job, Jada. I have no gain. You're right, Jada. I don't know what I am, Jada. Wow. Just themanmindset@gmail.com. Themanmindset@gmail.com. Jada, you're right, Jada. Ah, you're absolutely right, Jada. You are right, Jada. You are right. Oh, man, Jada, I can't help you, but I'm glad you know. Yes, I'm a house husband, and I wear an apron, and I wash the dishes and mop the floors and wipe. I'm just a house husband, Jada. You're right, Jada. I just started game yesterday, Jada. I'm not new to this space. I'm very new. Very new, Jada. Thank you, sir. Let's see here. Unk, where a person doesn't have game. Let me see. Is it at some point where a person just doesn't have game? I've been listening almost a year, and I feel like a huge the disconnect, my friend, is that you're not a student of the game, Antonio. The problem is what you're doing, like a lot of guys, is you're just doing a lot of bird watching. And we're in the ninth month of the year, under 3 months left, and you have wasted a year. So you're just, Antonio, what you got to understand is what I call law zero. Everybody can't be a man. You are exactly where you're at right now because this is the pathway you choose to be on. And the fact that the reason you have a disconnect is because you're not actually investing in yourself or being a student of the game. So what you're doing is right. This is how it should be. You should be disconnected because everybody can't be a man. Everybody just can't. It just doesn't work like that. Okay, brother? It just doesn't work that way. Thank you, 155 likes. All right. Thank you for 155 likes. You just got to understand. Thank you, Coach Justin's right. Stop. You don't. Listen. It's okay to daydream and fantasize, but you don't. You don't want to change. And I know you say you do, but to be honest with you, you don't, brother. It's okay. It's okay. You don't want to, and it's okay, but it's just not for you, okay? No. You can. And you have been doing well for yourself. So listen, just accept who you are, brother. It's all good. I'm not mad at you. It's just who you are, okay? It's who you are. And it's no knock on you. But anyway, any last questions before we wrap this up? Any other questions before we wrap this up, gentlemen? Any other questions? Yeah, so we got to set up the show for tomorrow and shit. So any other questions, gentlemen? We got you before we wrap this up. But guys, as I said before, always remember to come home. Always remember, if you guys keep living in the I do versus the I am, you're never going to win with women because the connection is why y'all lose and stuff. Can a man care about women? You show a woman you care when you give her a little bit of your time. You can show a woman you care by giving her a little bit of your time. You can show a woman you care by putting a ring on her finger. Show a woman you care by having your bloodline through her. So there's ways to showing that you care. But even though you can care about her, you still have to be able to walk away from her because you care more about yourself. See, there's no problem with caring for a woman as long as you put yourself above that. But if you care more about a woman than yourself, then you're just going to be a trick for her. Okay? You just got to be a trick for her. All right? I'm not doing good. I'm kind of fucking up. I'm not doing good. I got to watch my wrestling and get back in the lab and shit. But, yeah, so it's all good. So, but as I say for you guys out here, at the end of the day, everything you're doing is more about the I do instead of the I am. Is it more about what you say to a woman or the way you say? No, neither. It's more about what you say to yourself. And how you say it to yourself. I don't know how many times I press upon you, sir, that the game is not about women, but yet you're making everything about the woman. I'm saying that it's how you communicate to yourself. And that's